This recording, Italy 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arch with its path high above and its two hands apparently behind the horizon. There is, according to the legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he's looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I was born in Lecco, but I never lived there. It's just that it's the place where my mother was born, so she wanted to go back to where her family lives to have all the children. And I grew up in a little village, very close to the border to Switzerland, kind of 10 kilometers to Switzerland, the Italian part of Switzerland when they speak Italian. And it's a little village on the Lake of Lugano of more or less 4,000 inhabitants. And I lived there until I was 19. Then to go to the university, the nearest university for us is in Milan. So I had to move to Milan. And I studied there at the university. I studied Italian literature. And during the university, I moved for 1 year in the Netherlands. And I've lived 1 year in the Netherlands, in Amsterdam, because I attended 1 year of university there. And then when I finished my university, I came here to the U.S. for 2 months because I wanted to take a PhD here, so I went, I traveled a little bit around the U.S., visiting different universities and meeting with different professors. And then I went back to Italy. I worked for 1 year in an advertising company while I was preparing my application to come here. And then I received the news. I'd been admitted at the Department of History for a PhD here at KU, and I moved in August 99 here to Kansas. But I really miss Italy a lot. I come, as I told, from the real north of Italy, where we pronounce the words very close. For example, the lake close to where I live is the Lake of Como, we say. We pronounce it Como, while people from the south of Italy will pronounce it Como, which is different. And my brother is telling that I'm starting to pronounce all the vowel as people from the south of Italy, and I'm pronouncing the words really open. And then I thought that this was because of the pronunciation here in Kansas. When I listen, to the programs from the local television, when I talk to my students in class, when I talk to my other classmates, I mean, it's really open, the pronunciation. And I cannot hear it. I mean, I do not realize it. But it was not only my brother. My brother told me, oh, you know, I was talking also with the other friends, and they told the same. You're really starting to change your pronunciation in Italian. Il nome del mio paese è Porlezza, e si trova sul lago di Lugano. E Porlezza è un paesino molto, molto bello, perché si trova in fondo a una valle ed è circondato dalle Alpi, dalle montagne. E si trova sul lago di Lugano, che è tutto in Svizzera tranne una piccolissima parte in Italia, ed è un posto estremamente isolato perché ci sono solo due strade che lo collegano al resto del mondo e sono delle strade molto strette. Da una parte c'è direttamente la montagna e dall'altra parte strapiombo il lago.